Number four on my list. Don't shoot me. I know a lot of you guys are like, hey, why isn't this guy number two? Even maybe number one. And Adrian Peterson, you know, he is a rare talent. He is a great running back. You can compare him to Tony Dorsett, Herschel Walker, all the great ones. I'd say Eric Dickerson, more or less, with the upright running style, kind of like Eddie George and Eric Dickerson, has more speed than both of them. Well, Dickerson was pretty fast. He was 4.5, 4.4 range. Probably 4.6, you know, later on in his career. But anyways, he runs very aggressive with great strength, great power. You know, he's definitely going to get you extra yards after the first initial hit. And he does, you know, have some question marks. He didn't catch many passes in college at Oklahoma. It wasn't a pro-style offense. Durability issues, collarbone injury. They say he has to have a collarbone, you know, surgery again because he hurt his collarbone again in the Fiesta Bowl when they lost to Boise State. So the NFL team that gets him might not have him ready for training camp. He may be out till the first or second game. And we all know that if you're a rookie in this league, you better be in there during the mini camp, the training camp, everything. Learning the team's offense, getting orientated into the NFL, you know, getting ready to play. He's a great inside runner. He can break it to the outside, 4.4 speed, great athlete at the combine, impressed everybody. He was in the top four, you know, running back athletes definitely there. And, you know, he definitely answered a few of those questions. He caught the ball well at the combine, but it's different, you know, when you're doing it in a game and when you're, you know, just running a drill where you just kind of go out on a little flat and catch it, you know. You don't have to do it after, you know, running a certain way and doing a certain thing your whole entire career. That upright running does make him a little bit susceptible to a lot of hard hits, and teams kind of look at that. You know, Eddie George didn't really last that many years because of it, and they're just kind of concerned about that. I think once he gets his durability thing under control, there's no question he is a phenomenal athlete. He can take the ball 30 times a game. He loves football. He doesn't give up. You know, he's great-spirited, just all the talent in the world. You know, I think he can be a great back, or you might say, you know, his career was rattled by injuries. He really couldn't do it. So there's a little bit of risk, but a lot more reward, and that's why Adrian Peterson is my number four top offensive prospect.